The secret to cutting gummy metals? Permanent markers, glue sticks, and packing tape may offer a surprisingly low-tech solution to a long-standing nuisance in manufacturing, making soft and ductile, i.e., gummy metals, easier to cut. What makes inks and adhesives effective isn't their chemical content, but their stickiness to the surface of any gummy metals such as nickel, aluminum, stainless steels, or copper. That's according to researchers at Purdue University and the University of West Florida, who recently published their findings in Physical Review Applied. These adhesives help achieve a smoother, cleaner, and faster cut than current machining processes, impacting products ranging from orthopedic implants and surgical instruments to aerospace components. A wide range of products rely on the machining of gummy metals. These could be something we use every day, such as the valve in a sink faucet, or something more critical like a compressor part in the jet engine of an airplane, said James Mann, assistant professor of mechanical engineering at the University of West Florida and Purdue alumnus. A significant improvement in the machinability of gummy metals or alloys could potentially lower the cost of products, improve their performance, or enable new and improved designs. Gummy metals characteristically deform in a very wiggly manner, said Srinivasan Chandrasekhar, Purdue professor of industrial engineering. This wiggly flow involves significant energy consumption, which means that these metals require more force to machine than even some hard metals. We needed to find a way to suppress this wiggly flow. Getting rid of the wiggles means that the metal now tends to act more like a brittle ceramic or glass in the spot where it needs to be cut. One well-known way to make the gummy metal brittle is by coating it with a suitable liquid metal, such as gallium in the case of aluminum. Liquid metals like these, however, tend to work too well, diffusing through the surface and causing the whole metal to crumble into a powder. Other attempts which met with limited success tended to be either toxic or result in tears and cracks on the machine's surface. This led the researchers to explore benign chemical media that would cut cleaner. Marking with ink or attaching any adhesive on the metal surface dramatically reduced the force of cutting without the whole metal falling apart, leaving a clean cut in seconds. The quality of the machine's surface also greatly improved. Stickiness didn't initially stand out as a solution that permanent markers, glue sticks, and tape have in common. We looked at the chemical ingredients of the permanent ink, isolated each of those on the metal surface, and there was no noticeable effect, said Anirudh Dupa, lead author on the study and a postdoctoral researcher in Purdue School of Industrial Engineering. So we realized that it's not a particular chemical but the ink itself sticking to the metal through a physical adsorption mechanism. The Sharpie and adhesives also appeared to work on many gummy metals, regardless of the cutting tool. In hindsight, we can tell you why certain things weren't successful in previous work. It all comes back to the existence of this wiggly flow, said Kaushik Viswanathan, Purdue postdoctoral researcher in industrial engineering. Some people might have been trying to cut copper, for example, that was in the hard state rather than in the soft state. To the researcher's knowledge, using permanent markers, glues, or tape to make gummy metals easier to machine does not pose any environmental hazards. Next, Chandrasekhar's group will be assessing the degree of stickiness that works best for cutting gummy metals and exploring ways to advance the application of this technology into industrial practice. For more on machining, check out our feature on why every engineer should learn machining.